I will be dead honest with you. One of the big blind spots in my knowledge is movies. I just haven't seen a lot. I'm just going to be dead honest with you here, which is why it's so great that I get Michael Jones in every week to run me through movie reviews so that I don't have to see them myself. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Just fake it till you make it. That's what I do.
I try, but it doesn't. People can see right through me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure people can see right through me too, but I do try and get to see the odd film, and I've seen one that opens today.
Opens today. Got an early bird view. Yes,
it's the highly anticipated Simon Baker directed, based on a Tim Winton novel, Breath.
I've seen this one advertised.
You have. And it stars two newcomers, Samson Coulter and Ben Spence, and Simon Baker, stars, directs, does a bit of touching up of the Tim Winton screenplay. And he also produced this film as well. Also in the film, Elizabeth Debicki, Richard Roxburgh, and Rachel Blake. So quite the all-star cast there, apart from the two newcomers. Like I said, based on Tim Winton's 2008 novel, Breath is the coming-of-age tale of Pikelet, played by Coulter, and Looney, played by Spence, two teenagers growing up in a small town on the coast of Western Australia. Looney, as his name suggests, is a bit of a risk-taker and thrill-seeker, whereas Pikelet is a bit more reserved, thoughtful, and calculated in his actions. Given the two boys live near the coast, eventually they're drawn towards the surf and surfing. And it's on the beach that they meet Sando, a sort of surfing and adventuring guru. Sando is played by Simon Baker. He encourages the boys to challenge themselves further and further and take more and more risks as the film goes on. Looney has always been keen to take risks, but Pikelet has other things on his mind, like family and maybe even girls.
Oh, shocker.
Yes,
these
shocker.
Are some amazing names, by the way.
Yeah, well, they're nicknames, I'm guessing. I won't reveal too much more. Breath is a beautiful-looking film. It's shot around Denmark in Western Australia. The scenery's spectacular, set against a backdrop of perpetual overcast and stormy skies, which is kind of unusual for a film made in WA. Usually the light in WA is just so bright, it almost blinds you when you see films made in Western Australia on the screen. The surfing scenes, of which there are many, they're almost hypnotic to watch. They're really quite beautiful and poetic in a sense. I'm assuming that's how they're described in the Tim Winton novel as well. What makes the scenes better is that they're actually performed by the three main cast members, Coulter, Spence and Baker, are all surfers themselves.
Oh.
So there's no green screen or visual effects here. It's the real deal. But being based on a Tim Winton novel, Breath is obviously about more than just the search for the perfect wave. It's really a story about reconciling with your own limitations and ultimately being comfortable with that. And I guess the constant search for the greater adrenaline rush can lead to frustration and disaster, as exemplified in this film by the character of Eva, played by Elizabeth Debicki. Samson Coulter and Ben Spence, they give excellent naturalistic performances. This is a first film for both of them, and they haven't had too much drama experience before. But especially Spence, he has such natural charm and wit. I hope to see more of him on film in the future. And of course, you know, Simon Baker is highly believable as the enigmatic Sando. He's someone to look up to without being the kind of macho surfer dude stereotype. You know, he's very, very interesting portrayal. But, and also for a first-time feature director, Simon Baker's directing is pretty good too. Though I do have one or two gripes with this film. I'll mention two of them. The film does have a very languid pace to it, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but there are a few scenes which maybe could have been left out to tighten things up a bit and almost served to confuse the viewer a bit. And there's another point during Breath where the film takes a strangely kinky turn, which seemed unnecessarily laying on the thrill-seeking, risk-taking theme just a bit too thickly. I suppose it does link back to the title of the film, Breath, but I'm not convinced. Maybe it translated a bit better in the book. Anyway, apart from those two quibbles, and especially if you love Tim Winton, you could do much worse than paddling out and catching Breath at a cinema near you.
I've done a couple of movie reviews with you so far. This is probably the most positive one you've given. It actually sounds like you liked this one.
I did enjoy it, yes.
Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.